Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Little Midnight Comfort. This file is for when you've just had a nightmare or a bad dream. When you feel so little and you just need to be held, you just need to know that everything is okay. And I'll tell you exactly what we're going to do. Tomorrow morning, you can tell me all about the nightmare itself. You can tell me everything about the bad dreams. But for now, you can forget all about those bad dreams. You can let go of all the nightmares and listen to me. Because it will be okay. Everything will be fine. I'm here now. And while you're listening, you can feel yourself relax to my voice. And I know that you're really tired. I know that you're still a little bit shaken up from the bad dreams, but they're not here anymore. You're here now with me, and everything is fine. Hush now, little one. Hush, and let me take care of you. I know that, especially when you feel little, small things can become enormous, and a single bad dream can affect you so strongly. But there's no need to be afraid. I'm here now, and I am big and strong. And I can chase all the bad dreams away. And after I'm done chasing, I will be here to pet my little one back to sleep. Just softly caressing your hair. Hush, little one. It's okay to feel drowsy. It's okay to feel sleepy, and it's completely normal to blink a little bit more than usual. See, there's no need to be afraid. Your big, strong protector is here. And he's here to make sure that you are safe. It'll be okay. Now, did you know that there's a short, simple bedtime story for little ones who are awake in the middle of the night? Did you know that? Well then, let me tell you. But first, you have to be comfortable, close your eyes, and be ready to listen to my story. See, this story is about a little one who was awake in the middle of the night and didn't want to go back to sleep because the scary dreams were so scary. And of course, I was there. Just like I am now, I was there to hold the little one and whisper soft words of hush and relax and just let yourself drift. But the little one was stubborn. The little one was not happy with the bad dreams. So, what could I do? I can do all kinds of things, you know. You know that sometimes if I snap my fingers, you'll simply drop. But the little one was stubborn, relentless, did not want to go back to sleep. So I had to think of a plan. And I was thinking of telling the little one a story. And it was a story about the little one who did not want to go back to sleep. And the more she fought, trying not to fall asleep, the more tired she became. And this little one was so stubborn that she tired herself out so easily. Now, when I told the little one this story, so sleepy, so relaxed, those eyes could not stay open. That smile had difficulty staying on that face. As stubborn as the little one was, the sleep was slowly catching hold. And as you listen to me telling you this story, the little one was listening to me telling it the story. And it was falling asleep, slowly, surely, deeply. And for the little one came that moment where I counted down. Now listen carefully what happened next. Because as I told the story and counted down inside the story, the little one almost fell over, so sleepy. Fortunately, I was there to guide it. To guide the little one's head further and further into the pillow, deeper and deeper into relaxation. 10. Listening so carefully. 9. So tired. 8. Although I know you don't want to sleep. 7. You can't help but feel your head become heavy. 6. You can't help but feel your eyes want to stay closed. 5. Your head becomes even heavier as you start drifting. 4. As you listen to the story, you go so much deeper. 3. So relaxed and heavy. So easy to just fall over to sleep. 2. So very close. 1. Just a drop of sleep. Just a little drop of tiredness spreading through your body, through every vein, with every heartbeat becoming more tired. So hush now, little one. There's no need to be afraid. I'm here now. It'll be okay. You can relax. You can let go of any dreams prior and embrace feeling how sleepy you are. And oh, I almost forgot. You know what I said to the little one as it was drifting off to sleep? Good night, and sleep well. And you know, the little one really liked the story. Just as little as you are, just as floaty as you are. and I'm sure that you'd want me to count you down next, don't you? 10, feeling so sleepy. 9, listening so beautifully to my words. 8, no need to think anymore. 7, just feeling so drowsy and relaxed. 6, no more thoughts, just sleepy and sleepy and sleepy. 5, relaxing so much. 4, the better you sleep, the more energy you have tomorrow to play. 3, it feels so good to sleep. 2, so relaxed. 1, and in a moment, I'm going to tell you to sleep. And when I do, you'll take off your headphones and just drift to sleep like the good little one that you are. Because I know that you want to sleep so badly. And a good night's rest will help see everything in a better light. Sleep. Take off your headphones and sleep.